If you've been on a plane and it's hit turbulence, my guess is that what you have done is stopped whatever work you were doing on the plane or shut your book and then used all your force of will to keep the plane aloft. Lucky for everyone else that you were on the plane to help out with that. Now, if you know anything about aeronautical engineering, you know that no plane has ever crashed because of turbulence. So John Dale, a friend of mine, created Dale's approach to turbulence, which is, he says, you know, sometimes people pay money to go on roller coasters. This is safer than a roller coaster. So when turbulence hits, I enjoy every single moment of it. I don't try to keep the plane aloft. And this is the challenge of our time, is that the lizard brain, the one that wants to keep us alive and doesn't know about airplanes or roller coasters, instantly kicks in and says, stop this, save our life, get off this plane. And then the frontal cortex has this whole dialogue with the lizard about, no, it's really just fine. And this dialogue is the next thing that we need to understand. The lizard brain, your amygdala, is about the size of two almonds. It's right by your brainstem. And its only job is reproduction and safety. That's all it worries about. And it gets angry, and it's fast. It puts chemicals into your body that you can't control, and it's right next to your spinal cord. So it takes over. This part of your brain, the frontal cortex, can take 2 seconds longer before it gets involved in the discussion. Now I'm going to tell you something that I think will astonish you, but Dan Dennett and others have demonstrated this is completely true. If you're a sports fan, you may be familiar with Pat Summerall or other people who do the play-by-play. And the play-by-play of a sporting event is simple. Things happen on the field, and then you hear the announcer tell you what is happening. Imagine if it was the other way around. Imagine if we just moved the audio 3 seconds earlier. So now you're watching a sporting event. You hear Pat Summerall announce what's about to happen, and it does, right? So you hear him say, he catches the pass, and then you see the ball come, and he catches the pass. That would be really cool. And that's the way we think our brain works. We think what happens is we think an idea, we say it out loud, and then it happens, right? We say, oh, boy, I'm really scared. And then we get scared. No, it's the other way around. That in fact, everything happens to us, and then we make up a play-by-play after our brain has already decided, after the chemicals are already running through our brain. That this narration, that voice in our head, is always happening after everything, after decisions, after everything. And so, what we have to learn how to do if we're going to make art is we have to ignore Pat Summerall. Because all Pat is doing is bargaining with the lizard brain. All he's doing is having a whole conversation after the fact to either make us feel good or make us feel bad, to help us avoid the thing that we fear. So we have this whole monologue in our head, and we think we need to listen to it so that we can get in the mood to do our best work, so that we can actually find the bravery to ship. And it's the opposite, that dialogue is doing nothing but subverting our best work. It exists because the lizard brain is capable of subverting our art. That's what it wants us to do. It wants us to get a factory job because it feels safer.